Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, before we get started this morning, we wanted to remind you of the services we'll be having at Independence Baptist Church. We'll be meeting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services. We'll have a 3:45 prayer meeting this afternoon, and then again, worship services at 4:30 this afternoon. Now, for those of you that have not been to our services before, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And for more information, you can log on to our website at independencebaptist.org. Now, before I let too much time get away this morning, let's go ahead and get back to this morning's message from Pastor Reynolds. As most of you know, last week we started talking about what the Bible tells us about the use of tobacco and illegal drugs. You know, and as I mentioned at the beginning of last week's message, the Bible doesn't just talk to us about the life of Christ and heaven and eternity, but it also has some very practical things about everyday living. It has things in there about the Christian and their life and how they should live it. So I don't want you to misunderstand me. I'm not saying that those other topics aren't very, very important, but I am saying that sometimes people overlook the fact that the Bible has absolutely things in it about everyday living and the lifestyles we should lead. Now, the most important thing, if you're lost, is to see your need of a Savior and to repent of your sins and accept Christ's free gift of salvation. That is the most important thing. But it doesn't mean, again, that the Bible isn't full of words of wisdom and guidance about living our lives. And if you're saved, then these may be some of the very things that you're struggling with. Or maybe you have a close loved one that's struggling with this, and you're wondering how you can be an example to a lost and dying world. Well, you don't have to wonder about how to live your life. The all-knowing, all-powerful God has given you the answers right here in His holy word. So let's go ahead and turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds this morning as he continues on this very needed topic about what the Bible says about the use of tobacco and illegal drugs.
Does the use of tobacco or illegal drugs put young people or older people, as far as that's concerned, in the best of company or in the questionable company? I'm not saying now that all tobacco users are lost. I'm not even saying that those that use illegal drugs are lost. I am saying that bad habits accompany bad substances, such as swearing, smart talk, and all of that kind of thing. I am asking this very simple question. Is it good for young people to use these questionable substances? I'm asking, is it good for older people to use these questionable substances? Here's a question for parents. Do you recommend that your children learn how to smoke, dip, and chew? Do you want your children to learn how to use illegal drugs? Is there any verse in the Bible that parents can use to teach their children to use these things that tear down those that use them? Is there any verse in the Bible that you can use that says it's okay? Think of this. Would Christ have used any of these substances? Well, I think it's very doubtful that Christ ever smoked, dipped, or chewed, or used anything that would harm His body. Therefore, if you use these substances, you are not being like Christ. Therefore, if you use these substances, are you really being like Christ? Think of that. Think of that. Do these substances really belong to a separated people, a people separated from the world by the cross of Jesus Christ? 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19 states, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own?" Sometimes we don't even realize what the Bible says here. Let me read this passage to you again. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 states, "What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. If you are saved today, the Holy Spirit of God lives in you. That's what the Bible is saying. And you should not defile your body, because the Holy Spirit lives there. When we are saved, our fleshly body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, no believer should defile the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit with ungodly tobacco use or illegal drugs at all. Now, I've heard said this, that using tobacco or illegal drugs is just like overeating. Some people do use that excuse. They compare the tobacco use, they compare illegal drugs with overeating. Some say that it is wrong to overeat, and it is also wrong to use tobacco and other illegal drugs, but one isn't any worse than the other. Well, of course, overeating is a sin, and continual overeating leads to many diseases, just as using tobacco and illegal drugs is a sin, which leads to many other kinds of sins. Let me ask you something. Is the intense craving for these substances a natural, God-given hunger? Or is the craving for tobacco and illegal drugs from Satan? Is the intense craving from God? Is tobacco or illegal drugs nourishment for your body? Matthew 6:11 states, "Give us this day our daily bread." Can we ask God to give tobacco or illegal drugs when we ask Him to give our daily food? Others will say, "It's nobody's business but mine." Well, let me tell you something. It's God's business. 1 Corinthians 6:20 states, "For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Romans 14:7 states, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself." Romans 14:21 states, "It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth or is offended or is made weak." Romans 15:3 states, "For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of him that reproached thee fell on me." So we find that it is somebody else's business. First of all, it is God's business. If you are saved, you belong to the Lord. Not just your spirit, but your entire life belongs to the Lord. Jesus Christ has bought and paid for you with his own precious sinless blood. Not only is it Jesus' business, but younger people will follow your example. If you are guilty of leading them into sin, God will judge you. If you lead them into righteousness, God will reward you. We are not of this world to please ourselves. We are to please our Heavenly Father who guides us and protects us from all harm. Some people say, "I can be saved and still use tobacco and illegal drugs." Well, that is absolutely true. But let me ask you something. If you are truly saved, will you use tobacco or illegal drugs? Nothing will send you to hell except to reject Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But you can lose many rewards by not following the example of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a simple question. Do you want to get away with all the sin you can? Or do you want to get from all the sin you can? Your truthful answer to this question will reveal some hidden things in your heart. Frankly, if you want to sin, something is wrong with you. Plainly said, Has God spoken to you about these evil actions? Have you allowed God to speak quietly to your own heart, withholding your own will in this matter until He has spoken? 1 Thessalonians 5:22 states, quench not the Spirit. James 4:17 states, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Romans 14:23 states, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Listen, do you use tobacco or illegal drugs by faith, trusting God to give His blessings, or do you quietly pray that God will spare you from the consequences of these substances? Proverbs 14:9 states, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. I once knew, when I was a little boy, I knew a good man who would mock his own cigarette smoking. He called his cigarettes coffin nails and little sins. I remember being in his home, and he asked his young daughter to bring him his coffin nails. I wonder what that was talking about. But when she brought him the cigarettes, then I understood. Sure enough, this good man got lung cancer. He quit smoking, but it was too late. He lost his life because of lung cancer. What takes more real courage? Following God or following the longings of your body? Nobody in their right mind will say that following God is easy. But it is very satisfying to say no to sin and yes to God. Some people openly declare that they are more satisfied when they use tobacco or illegal drugs. But isn't it true that we ought to satisfy God more than ourselves? Don't you really believe that Satan is more satisfied with God's people when they use these substances than God is? Think of that. Don't you really believe that Satan is more satisfied with God's people when they use these illegal drugs, when they use tobacco, than God is? Don't you really think that? Romans 8:13 states, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify, that is, put to death, the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Listen, it's not easy to quit sinning. Our bodies long to sin. Our bodies love to sin. But through the right use of the Spirit of God, we can all live a victorious Christian life. We pray for you that you might understand what the Bible says about the use of tobacco or illegal drugs. They are ruining many people. It's destroying their lives. It's a sad state of affairs when a godly person uses these illicit substances. It's a terrible thing indeed, and people pay the price. Don't pay the price. Stop the use of all of these illicit substances. God will honor you. God will bless you. You just need to dedicate yourself to Him and do what He wants you to do.
Now, we once again have been praying that this message has been a blessing and an encouragement to you or someone that you love. And if you know someone that has been struggling with this very topic, then please direct them to our website at independencebaptist.org. From there, they can check out the radio broadcast under the audio section and go back and listen to last week's and this week's message. Once again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. We'd also encourage you and them to come and join us for services this morning. We can be found at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'll be starting service this morning at 10 a.m. Now, for time's sake, we need to go ahead and wrap things up this week, but we are thankful that you've been able to join us this morning, and of course we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.